All of you to invest. Your hard earned money from Ben Manim. Is there anything left? And to Vaisos and Ali Shor Hela Khalif. You don't own one yet. It's great to have time to learn for yourself. It's a type of savior you can learn over and over again. We're going to start the Mevoy L'Shar Shlishi over here. Gemara says in Shabbos, that Samuel Gilman and Beis, Omer Avona. Mighty Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Smach Bocher V'Yal Dusecho. The Bocher should be happy. V'Yitivcho Libcho B'mei Bechor Esecho. And your heart should be good with you. V'Holech V'Darkei Libcho, follow the Drochem of your heart. U'V'Mare Enecho. Omer Shlokish Omer Adkan the Divriter, Zok Rashi. It's a Rashi. It's a shocking Rashi. It's a Rashi in Shabbos. Zok Rashi Adkan the Torah Smach B'Talmudcha. What does it mean, Smach B'Talmudcha? What does it mean to have Simcha in Torah? Lemoid mi Simcha mi Tuv Lev. Learn with a Simcha. Learn with a Teva Slave. V'holach B'Darkei Livcha. But the Hovin Mabel Libcha Lefiro is in a Mabel to Karashi. It's shocking. Sounds like something out of a psychology book, but it's a Rashi in Shabbos. Poshte Impulse. Smach Bocha Vial Dusacho Vietivcha Libcha Mimre Bechur Sacho. The Holech Bedarke Libcha Mare Necho. So Karashi, Zach the Gemara, Zach Rish Lokish, that it's talking about what Torah. Rashi explains what's main Torah. When it says Smach Bocha Vial Dusacho, first of all, I make a mistake that, Be happy. That's not like a mistake. It says, Bochus should be happy. Zakwe Shlokish name. What it means is, Betoira. Smach betalmutri. You should have a simcha in your Torah. Moid mi simcha metov leva. So, first of all, the first question is, what is this inyan of a bazundra simcha that a shaykh is to Torah? What is that? It's a simcha shal mitzvah, it's a simcha with the Torah, what does it mean? But the ikazach is, so what's the hemshach of the pasuk? So Rashi, v'holach bedarkei libcha, what does that mean? Follow your heart. Says Rashi, l'hovin ma'bel libcha, find out what's in your heart. So Rashi, v'ayta, l'fi ro'is enecha, where your eye sees. So the mice says three things over here. This learn Torah, happy. Anochtem shteit, v'holach bedarkei libcha. You should follow your heart. So Rashi, to know what's in your heart. Fear of Ezeinach, where your eyes see. Rashi's teaching of the Pasuk Kehelas. So there's this inyan of Simcha in Torah, in Limud HaTorah. And that's connected to what? To V'holech B'Darkei Libcha. That's connected to following, to knowing what's in your heart. Fear of Ezeinach is like Rashi, according to what you see. Now, he sure explains as follows. If we're talking about Simcha Shal Mitzvah, we're talking about being happy. Normally, the Alishra speaks out, I'm translating the next paragraph freely. When we talk about Simcha, normally we talk about being in a good mood. Simcha means a happy mood. We're talking about guys happy. In a good mood, happy. Shabbos Nachum, people are happy. Tisha B'Av, they're waiting for Shabbos Nachum to be happy. In a good mood, you're bad mood. You're moody. So that's what it means. He says over here, "Halimud misimcha v'toyv leiv, learning Torah misimcha v'toyv leiv, ainoi inyan shamatzav ruach." It's not a word over here. Good mood. It's not called. We have a huge distortion of what simcha means, and because we don't know what simcha means, we do all types of funny things to make ourselves happy. Simcha doesn't mean matzav ruach. What's the rai, by the way? Because the hemshach of the pasuk says, "V'holach b'darkei libcha, l'hovin ma'bel libcha zakrashi." You find out what's in your heart. What does it do with simcha? I'm happy. Most people that I know who are happy are absolutely miserable. I would say about 90%. I was shot. Boom, the people who are happy are miserable. Yeah, because they're miserable. They want to be happy. Happiness is not a mood disorder. Happiness is a part that's connected to knowing what's in your heart.
What does that mean?
What's mentos? Dr. Azay. Simcha is not an inyan of matzav ruach. Elisimenu la'odom shemotzah shalom imatzvim. It's a sign. Simcha is not a be'etzem dekazach. It's a simen that the person's at peace with himself. What does that mean? Tanugim chitzenim einem kaisman loy. Exterior tanugim, exterior taivas, exterior inyonim, don't draw him in. Bemidim ufrezes, in an exaggerated way. Yitzorim, his yitzorim, midas rol, schol lafir loy. Keita megiyim was that? How do you get to that? Holof bedarki libcha. Kloima, and here's the ikar line, this is the chelik of das atzmocha, which is the first part of das atzmein, which is the first part of the marocha shlishes. Hovein mashe belibcha, Rashi says, is get in touch with yourself. Somebody doesn't know himself, can't find peace, can't find harmony. And what happens? What's the nafkamina? How do you know? When it comes to learn Torah, matzikim lo yitzara of umidaisof. His yitzara and his midas, matzikim lo, they nurture him, they bother him. Dali Shor opens up the Maracha Shlishis with the Murray Tekazach. Dali Shor is sketching out what is the goal. What is the goal of all this? The goal of all this is to get to Simcha. But what type of Simcha? Not the exterior Simcha, which is a exterior expression of what type of mood the person's in. Simcha is a simen, because if that would be true, what does it do with Lahavin Mar Bedark? What does that do with knowing what's in your heart? Why does Rashi say you have to know? What does it do with knowing? Yeah, I'm happy, I'm good mood. The answer is that we're talking about the Simcha that's a simen, or a person who's at peace with himself. What and why? How does that happen? That happens when a person doesn't live in a war zone. Take, for example, a typical first Seder. I say typical first Seder, Mafuki the first day of the Zman, the second day of the Rang, and Shur Shechalboy the first day of the Zman. Okay, we'll be done with that soon, so the excitement's over. And let's talk about the third week of the Zman. Or, alternately, a week in Teves. Teves is Shefarlach. Okay. Teves, Mondays on Teves are the worst thing. Okay? Why Mondays on Teves? Because you're still Shabbos, it's Teves, there's no beginning, you can't see the end, there's my kids, it's Gifrela, it's almost as bad as Slichas week. There's a competition between Teves and the week of Slichas. And the person comes to himself first Seder, and he finds himself ill at ease, we'll call it. He's not besimcha. Jumpy, gets up, he comes down, comes back, he comes in, he comes out. Looks in, looks up, looks around, checks to see if he has somewhere to go the first night of Purim, the second night of Yom Kippur, where is he going to have Rosh Hashanah and Chol HaMoed? He's busy. If he's not busy with it, he's thinking about it. If he's not thinking about it, he's talking about it. And it's coming and going, and the person finds himself in the middle of a tug of war of a million machshavas. He's not at peace with himself, he's not happy. It wasn't just, what does he describe it over here? Matzikimli, it's sorrow whom he dies of. His Yetzirah and his Midas bother him. So in order to be happy, you have to be at peace. You have to be in harmony. You have to be in a place that... And the simen of all this is, are you happy with your Torah? Are you happy? Are you happy with your learning? Not are you in a good mood during for a Seder? Are you smach bochur at kam devei Torah zakrashi smach betalmudcha? Are you happy with your learning? Are you happy with your Avodas Hashem? I want to give an introduction to this topic. There's a mabul dekazach. There's a lot of Torah that was said, and why out of all the berachos and mitzvahs, the only mitzvah that we say about v'harivna should be geshmak, it should be sweet, it should be ziz. The only mitzvah is the mitzvah of Torah. What's the shot in that, by the way? What's that? So there's a lot of Torah that was said. Why? What? When? But the pashuk shot is azoy. The word v'hariv means pleasant. The word v'harav means sweet. Harav no Hashem alekeinu. Stiris are also. The word harav, the root of the word harav, comes from the word taruvis, to blend. Ariv. Ariv has two meanings. It means to blend, to mix, taruvis. It also means sweet, pleasant. What are the two things connected to each other? It's very interesting. In Lashon HaKodesh, we find the opposite also. What's the opposite of Ariv? Disgusting. What's disgusting in Lashon HaKodesh? Tigal nafshi eschem, magil, right? Every Israeli say something disgusting, it's magil. It's a pasuk, right? In Tigal nafshi eschem, the Ebishter says in Parshas Bechukosei, I'm going to be disgusted by you. So Rashi, what's the lashon of tigal? So lashon hagola, right? When you go ahead and you machshir a kli, you do hagola. Why is it called hagola? Because it spits out, it expels the bleed, it spits out what it absorbed. So here's where the two things come together. One thing is Pashup Shah, by the way. Tigal, which means disgusting, is because it's hagola, it spits out, it expels. When does a person vomit? When you have a foreign body inside that doesn't belong to this, you expel it from you. So something which is hagola, something which doesn't belong there, something which is on its way out, something which needs to be expelled, is magil, is disgusting, because it doesn't belong there. When is Torah sweet? When it's arev, when it mixes with you, when it blends with you. So now we have the answer why the bracha of Birkas HaTorah is v'harev na. As opposed to all of the mitzvahs, the tachlis of Torah is that it becomes part of a person. Becomes his worldview, as we're going to see towards the end of the Shaar Shlishi. Das Torah, there's Das Asmenu, there's Das Kseh Sarachov, and then there's Das Torah. Das Torah means that the way a person lives his life and the way a person views the world around him, Ben Alamokum and Al Chaveru, is with the glasses of Torah, with the lenses of Torah. Torah has become part of you, has become part of your being, part of your Mayach, part of your lave. Becomes part of the person itself, a Krich Sarayin to every one of the Ramachi Rosh Sagidov. So the Harev, when Torah is sweet and it's Gishmak, that's a simin that it blended with you, became part of you, it penetrated into you. It's the opposite of Hagola Magil. The reason why the bracha of Torah is the Harev now is because the tachlis of Torah is that it should become, you should get the Das Torah. You should become one with Torah. A person was brought down to Elam Hazeh, coming to Rosh Hashanah. A person was created Nivra Yechidi, and the Davida of a person in this world is to be Dovak in the Eibishla, and the highest level of Dveikus is the Derech Hashem is through Torah. It means when a person is Dovak in Torah doesn't just mean how many blood, you know. Dovak in Torah means how much the Torah became part of your life, and how much it penetrated to your being, and how much your values and how much your decisions are based on Torah. Who you marry, where you go, if you're a Bacha, what you did Ben Azmanim, or what you're going to do next Ben Azmanim. This one already is over, Baruch Hashem. Everything you do in life. And by the way, Shteda Malva Tikazash, the Melech says that Avodah starts when you're a Bacher. Tzmach Bacher B'yaldusecha. This is work you have to do as you're a Bacher, by the way. This is work you have to do as a Bacher. The says, the Avodah, the Matar of Limud HaTorah is that V'harvda should be sweet because the sweetness of Torah is a simen movik. That it was Orev, that it mixed with you, it blended with you, became part of you. By the way, that's the Hamshach of the Brachos. That's the Hamshach of the Brachos. B'nei Anachnu, it's that saying, with the Kindle, get into the picture over there. Because if it's part of you, then it goes over to the Kindle. B'nei Anachnu, it's that saying, if it's part of you, and it penetrated to you, and it's part of your core, and it's part of your reality, and it's part of how you see the world, and it's your whole value system, and it's your whole sense of right and wrong, and it's your whole sense of priorities. By the way, that's the test. The test of Aravna. So the Chitzeni is pshat is that it's like, if it's Gishmak, then the kids get a Gishmak in it also. But the Tifka behind it is that it's Gishmak because it came part of you, because it blended with you. Because it's not a Magil, it's not a Hagola. It goes over to the kids. The Simcha that Shlomo HaMelech is talking about, that Rashi explains, of Atkan L'Torah Smach B'Talmudcha, is talking about that you were able to be happy with Torah and the Torah became part of you. You're happy with Torah. Now, what do you mean you're happy with Torah? There's a you and there's Torah. There's a Gavra and there's a Chefsa. The Gavra was happy with Torah because the Gavra wasn't opposing Torah anymore. He wasn't an oppositional force. It's a person who has, like the Alishur describes, Yitzarim and Midas Raz, which are tearing them apart. Most of us live in a tug of war. I think in the tug of war they have the little handkerchief in the middle that gets pulled from two directions. I'm not saying I haven't done it lately, about 50 years. I was never my cup of tea exactly. I have weak hands. I never pulled any. I got pulled, but never pulled. There are people who get pulled and there are people who are pulled. There's two different types. That's a topic for a different time. Most of us live our lives like the handkerchief over there in the middle is getting geschleppt. Get pulled this way, get pulled that way. That's not smach bocher. That's not smach b'talmudcha. That's not the simcha that comes with the Torah. That's the yisrael of Harav Hashem Elokeinu. It's divrei sarasa b'finu v'fias amcha beis Yisrael. That the word is a krich sarayim. Well, this is the positive part of today's gathering. Now here we get to the negative part. And the negative part is that in order to do this, you have to fix your midas. Because in order for the Torah to merge inside you, it has to be a place that the Torah feels at home. And the Torah doesn't merge, it doesn't mix. And a person can't get simcha if he's being pulled apart by kinder, taiva, and covered in an endless amount of midas Torah. That's why this whole thing is about midas, by the way. Now, it's very depressing, because what happened was that since Musa went out of style, as you all know, Ashara went out of style, after the war never came back. Not that there were tens of thousands learning Musa before the war, so don't believe all the lies, yeah? But there were people who learned Musa, and there were Bali Musa. They went out of style now, and now what happened is that I'm always wary of speaking about midas, because right away what comes to people's minds is midos tovos. And they have teleconferences for ladies at 10 o'clock in the morning to work on their midas. And Bechal, anybody who works on midas Bechal is choshed that he's either a ger, or even worse than that, he's out of town. And you see a guy who's like a shtickle midas tovos guy, he said right away, hey, like Mesillas Yesharim said, he says in Akdam, he's an absolute idiot. You take for granted that a kosher learner, because if you know how to learn, what's he doing with the midas thing? And Bechal, it became a simon for article. But the truth is, you can't have simcha. It's a first Rashi. It's a shocking Rashi. Lahovin ma belibcha. Yeah, this Rashi. Rashi in Shabbos Samach Gimel doesn't believe it. You have to look it up. Or by your Ali Shor, whichever one is cheaper. What do you mean? Find out what's in your heart. What, I'm going to look into my heart. First of all, guys, I never did that. It sounds like one of these books, these self-help books. What's in your heart? It's promised to Rashi, unfortunately. It's Rashi. Find out what's in your heart. Well, I never did such a thing. What's in my heart? First of all, if you look in your heart, you'll find out there's packed kinna, taifa, kofid, all types of interesting creatures that we don't usually check. And how do I look in my heart? So Shlomo HaMelech says, Pasuk continues, the theory of Eisei Necha. Ali Shor writes on the bottom of the page that there's nobody who can do it. You have to do it yourself. You have to take your eyes, Einecha, and look into your heart and find out what's there. I think that they call it in yeshivas Musav Seder. Yep. That's what they call it. And a person who doesn't learn Musav every day, never does any introspection, never checks what's in his heart. Listen, I only Harry's come to Musav Seder. So Shlomo HaMelech and Rashi were Harry's before Shabbat. Mariah Muchachas. Rashi says, if you're a Zenecho, is Rashi was a Harry, that's for sure. There's other writers which we'll discuss as this man goes on. But Shlomo HaMelech is already a Chiddush. They said he was a Chacham Mikol Adam. How did he get himself into this Musar mess? But it's a Kasha. It's a Kasha. I think that's the end for it. Ali Shor ends off this. Omid over here, he says in the bottom, Zoya Avoida Lashal of the Nenu, that's the Avoida. Umatoy, isn't it wonderful, says Avobe, Kianenu Tzrichim Lishoy Tzivoy Das Atzmachom Mikoy Zorum. Isn't it Gevaldik that we don't have to go buy a book of self help from some Shagits who's full of Kinetayev and Kovid? You get a self help book, what's the book say? Get in touch with yourself, Das Atzmachom, right? Bestseller, the book we traded in the Deiris. Isn't it wonderful, says Avoga, that we don't have to draw this tzivui of get in touch with yourself and recur yourself from foreign sources? Because it's a Gemara Devei Rashi, it's a Meforosh Rashi. And therefore, avoid the idea atzmenu, A, to get in touch with ourselves. Find out what's in our heart, actually, that's causing this huge unhappiness. The tikkun atzmenu, and then to fix ourselves, at kedei metzia shol nashenu, we should find peace with ourselves. And then, and then we'll get to learning Torah. I think sometime about Sivan Tammuz we should be done, and then we should be holding a radio Simcha B'Tuv Levo of Esmach Bocha B'Yal Dusacha. If you don't do it now, Feist says you can't do it later. It says Bocha. Isn't that scary? So I already missed the exit, but I still look at myself as a bocher, even though I'm here 40 years. Bocher is a state of mind, don't you know how to say? Bocher is not a profession. mean, there are people who look at Bocher as a profession, which is a different topic for a different time. Bocher is a state of mind. It means that you're open to growth, you're open to change, and you're young at heart, and you're ready to do some serious introspection of Lohovin Mabalibcha Lefiroi Seinecha. And then you have three stages: Das Atzmenu, Tikkun Atzmenu, Ha'esuk Meter Meter Sumcha V'Tov Leivov. What does it have to do with L? Part, if we're already talking about depressing things like me, this, we might as well talk about everything at once. Because the answer is that tshuva starts with Torah. Hashiveinu avinu l'zayra secha, v'korveinu makeinu. Avodah secha, there's Torah, there's avodah, avodah is tefillah. And then there's achziveinu b'tshuva shleimu l'fanacha, to recreate our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the first step in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Torah. So there's no shail about it, that if the measuring rod and the bar of how a person should learn Torah is a measuring rod of smach bochur b'yaldusecha, of simcha, to levov, of aharivna, with a geshmak and a sweetness, which has to be based on the ability of the Torah penetrating to our core. So avada navada navada, that's the avodas hatshuva of hashiveinu avinu l'zarezecha v'korveinu ma'akeinu l'avodasecha. And that's why there's no stira from what, whether the pasuk of korve lach hadov amoid, whether it means tshuva or whether it means Torah, it's all the same thing.